Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
They lost in the battle of dialogue. They lost. Up till that moment, it was a dialogue between Ibrahim and them. Whenever the kuffar lose in the battle of dialogue, they don't admit. And they go to the next level, and that is actual fighting and physical fighting. They did that with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a dialogue with them, and they were arguing in the beginning, and they obviously definitely lost. You cannot stand against the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the evidence of Quran. You can't stand against it. So when they lost in the field of dialogue, then they resorted to force. قالوا حرقوه, burn him. We can't deal with him. We can't debate with him with our minds. Burn him.
قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين.
They said, burn him and help your gods if you will be doing. Burn him. This is an admission of failure. When they said burn him, this is an admission of failure. It's an admission from their side that they're not able to have a dialogue with him. They lost. They resulted to force. It says in the books of tafsir that they set up a fire. It took them days and days to gather the wood for it. And they set up this trench and they filled it with logs. And they set fire to it. And the flames were so high that a bird would fly over it and fall down dead. Huge fire. And they had to throw Ibrahim with a catapult, manjaniq. So they put Ibrahim in this catapult and they threw him in the fire. Ibrahim landed in the fire. Fire, which we know, burns. But who's the one who created fire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who's the one who made fire burn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are the laws of nature mandatory on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has to follow them? Allah is the one who created these laws to start with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the fire to burn, can make the fire an air condition. Ibrahim alayhi salam landed in this fire that burns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fire because the fire is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ.
O fire, be cool and peace, tranquility on Ibrahim. It is said that Ibrahim later would say that the most pleasant moments that I had in my life were those moments when I was sitting in the fire. The best moments that he had in his life, the most peaceful moments, were those moments when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the burning fire, قُلْنَا كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. O fire, be you coolness and safety for Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change everything for you. Allah made the sun stop for you, Sha'b al-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sea split for Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all diseases vanish under the hand of Sayyidina Isa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the moon split for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire coolness and safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he wants for the believer. We have to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawakkul that Allah will give you victory if you follow the orders of Allah. You don't need anything else. You don't need anything. All what you need is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And what was the dua of Ibrahim when he was thrown in the fire? حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is enough. I do not need the help of anyone. Allah is sufficient for me, and He is the best disposer of affairs. I do not need anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says in the hadith, narrated by al-Bukhari, Ibn Abbas said, حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل قالها إبراهيم حين ألقي في النار وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Ibn Abbas says, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us and the best disposer of our affairs. Ibrahim said it when he was thrown in the fire, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it when he was threatened and told that the enemies are gathering for you, so fear them. That made them increase in their iman, and they said, Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was threatened that the enemies are mobilizing and gathering to fight you, so fear them. The people were telling Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fear the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That made their iman increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ.
And they wanted to harm him, but we made them the worst losers.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we saved him and Lut to the land which we blessed, and we'll get to that inshallah, the hijrah of Ibrahim later.